You're listening to SBS News.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says he is committed to bringing about an Indigenous voice to the Parliament, but has urged caution and patience on the issue. Mr. Wyatt laid out his strategy around an Indigenous voice, saying a majority of Australians need to be brought on side before it becomes a reality.
And it's not a case of not wanting to do it. I want to be cautious on what it is that we put into the Constitution. Because if we go to a referendum and we don't have the support of our people and we don't have the support of the majority of Australians, nor the majority of states, we lose it. Now, symbolically, that'll be seen as a massive defeat.
The landmark 2017 Uluru Statement from the Heart called for the establishment of a First Nations voice in the Australian Constitution, a process that would require a referendum. But to the anger of many Indigenous groups, the Coalition has dragged its feet on the Indigenous voice, with former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and then Scott Morrison saying it could create a third chamber of Parliament. But Mr. Wyatt said the Coalition was committed to exploring what an Indigenous voice would look like.
Our government is committed. We've set aside a budget. We've also set aside 7.3 to do additional work that requires further consultation. And I've already started the process of meeting with some of our key leaders, just seeking their views as to what they believe is achievable, because I need to be pragmatic.
Mr. Wyatt says he supports and understands what's being asked for.
Look, I support the intent of what I believe has been described. I support the fact that people are frustrated that they're not being listened to. And I support the way in which they have described needing something to allow voices to permeate to the top.
Labor went to the last election promising, if elected, it would fast-track a referendum to constitutionally enshrine the voice to Parliament. Shadow Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney said the new opposition was ready to work with the government.
I've made a commitment, and so has Ken Wyatt, to work as collaboratively as possible on things in the First Nations space. But I've also made the very strong point that bipartisanship does not mean a race to the bottom. It means we aspire for the highest possible point.
Miss Burney says the Liberal National Party needs to be convinced that an Indigenous voice to the Parliament is worthwhile.
Well, the Labor Party caucus is absolutely in favour of a voice to Parliament. It's up to the Prime Minister and Ken Wyatt to convince the members of their team that this is a very worthwhile thing to pursue and an appropriate and timely thing to pursue.
While both major parties have pledged to work together, it comes after decades of previous promises, and community advocates are now hoping for meaningful change. Dr. Jackie Huggins is from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples.
We need to get this right, because if a referendum falls over, you know, what does that say to our people, that we are worthless in our own country? And what does that say to wider Australians, that, they can't even have the decency to support us?
Ms. Huggins hopes to see significant movement on Indigenous recognition in her lifetime.
You know, people of my generation, I think it's about time that we saw something like this, and that, I'd love to see it in my lifetime. I really would. I hope, but there's an extraordinary number of younger Indigenous people coming through that will make sure that legacy happens for us in the future.
But just how the Coalition will address those calls remains to be seen.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.